Hi, this is Jerome Gilmartin, JMJ Catholic Radio, bringing local and EWTN Catholic programming to northeastern and central Pennsylvania. And welcome to the In the Father's Hands program with host Mary Kate Grady. And Mary Kate's guest today is Dorothy Godinez. Originally from Corpus Christi, Texas, she received a bachelor's degree in theology from Our Lady of Corpus Christi and went on to serve the church in youth ministry in Texas, as well as on the Turtle Mountain Indian Reservation in Belcourt, North Dakota. And Dorothy completed a master's degree in clinical mental health counseling through Divine Mercy University, Sterling, Virginia, and she is now a licensed professional counselor with over 3 years of experience in the mental health field. With her strong faith background, she helps people balance their faith and mental health. And given today's challenges to our Catholic faith, Mary Kate, Dorothy must be busy 24/7.
I'm sure that she is. Well, thank you so much there, Jerry, introducing us here today. And it's so good to be back with you all, praying and hoping that you're springing into February, into this new month with the Lord's grace and peace. And we always like to remind everybody, if they want to be involved with JMJ Catholic Radio, of course, please always tune in if you can. If you're in the area, you can always listen online to JMJ Catholic Radio. If you'd like to make a donation or get any information about JMJ, go ahead and give them a call at 570-287-4670, or you could write to them at P.O. Box 851, Pittston, Pennsylvania, 18640. And just a quick reminder to any of the listeners, if you can't catch the program live here in the Father's Hands on JMJ, we do have a podcast. You can go and listen to the programs then, listen to any past programs or this current one if you get behind or you want to share it with somebody else. So go ahead and listen online. And I'm really excited today to have our guest on, Dorothy. Dorothy, thanks for coming on the program.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you all for having me.
And I always think to myself that when you get to work with people, you kind of get to know them in a different way. But when you do missionary work with people, you especially get to know them. And I'm really blessed because I got to work with Dorothy. Dorothy put in a lot more time than I did. However, we did get to both work together at St. Anne's and the Turtle Mountain Indian Reservation. So it's always like when I have a guest on that I know gets to know well. So Dorothy, I'm excited to have you on.
Yes, it was a great time. We had lots of fun, lots of adventures when we worked together. So, yeah, it's a very special place in the Turtle Mountain.
Absolutely. And for you, is if you wouldn't mind sharing with us a little bit about how would you say in your life you felt the Heavenly Father really just holding you in His hands and guiding you? If you would just share a little bit about that with us, that we would love that.
He's done so much for me that I can't help but thank Him. And this is why this was the harder question for me, because I'm like, He's done so many great things. First and foremost, when I always share like my conversion story, I always talk about how God literally pulled me out of the mess I had made of my life. And I was just making choices that I knew weren't good, and I was living, I would say I had Party Dorothy, and then there was Church Dorothy. So Party Dorothy would go out, hang out with her friends, drink, smoke, whatever, and then Church Dorothy was at retreat meetings, was in church sitting there, sometimes not in the best position, like personally sitting there in Mass and going to Mass and going to receive our Lord. And so for me, it was like one night, everything just clicked. And it was like, you totally have a mask on. And if you know me, I'm a very authentic person. And I was really struggling, like, because I knew who I was, like, Party Dorothy was not who I was called to be, but it was fun. So, like, I wanted that. And I was really scared that I was going to lose that fun Dorothy and that I was going to lose friends because of it. And so I didn't want to like not be party Dorothy. I was like, okay, being both. And the Lord really convicted my heart while it was actually a retreat I was serving on that I probably should not have been serving on, but the Lord is great in his mercy. And that's when it clicked for me that, like, okay, you're living a dual life and you have to make a decision. And so one night in adoration, I was convicted to go to confession, and I was scared to go to confession because I was trying to avoid going to the spiritual director for the retreat because I was like, oh, he's going to kick me off the team, like, once he knows what I'm doing. And God in his wisdom and great mercy, I ended up in his line. I don't know how that happened because I strategically planned it.
Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
And that was the most beautiful confession of my whole entire life. The spiritual director was very much a very merciful and very loving, and basically was like, look, if Christian life was easy, everybody would be doing it. So, like, you have a choice. Like, you can continue to do that if you want to. Like, that's fine, right? But it doesn't seem like that's fulfilling, and it seems like the struggle you're having is there for a purpose. And so he gave me absolution, gave me my penance, and the next thing I know is I went over and I knelt in front of Jesus in the tabernacle because we had adoration while confession was going on. And I kid you not, this is the first time in my whole life as a Catholic, and I was probably like 18 years old, that I recognized Jesus was truly present in the Eucharist. And like that, for me, it hurts to say that because I grew up in the church, right? And so, like, I went to Catholic school. So I should have known that. But God, in his great love and mercy, showed me that. And once he showed me that, my prayer to him was, okay, I'm with you. Just send me friends, because I'm going to lose all my friends once I follow you. And he did. Like, it was just kind of wild. Like, a couple of weeks later, some of the girls from that retreat were like, hey, Dorothy, like, come with us on this road trip. And I was like, okay. And then, like, they kind of brought me into their, like, friend circle. And it was just amazing on how God answered my prayer and really, like, reached for my hand and loved me and showed me where he wanted me to go. And so I was on the fast track to becoming a lawyer in my mind. And after that time, I switched my major, and I got my bachelor's in theology, and then that led me
into quite a switch.
yeah, it was. And actually, it was so funny because I did not, like, some people have, like, a mental crisis when they're, like, switching majors, and I was just like, no, this is what I'm supposed to do. And so so I switched my major. Youth ministry just kind of fell into my lap just through the friends that I made. They were like, hey, come help us out with this youth thing that we're doing. I'm like, okay. And so I did that, actually. So, like, I was a youth minister probably from the time, like, I was, like, 17, because I was doing, like, retreats and stuff. And then as I got to college, it moved more into, like, core team type things with the youth program. And then from there, it was, like, I learned about the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity, or SOLT. And I went to their college that they had in Corpus Christi at the time, which is Our Lady of Corpus Christi. From there, that's when the Lord was like, okay, Dorothy, like, what am I calling you? Like, what's next once I was graduating? And I was like, well, I guess, all these people around me keep saying how, like, their mission year was awesome and it was so great and they discovered their vocation and they did all these things. And I was like, so maybe I'll do a mission year, or maybe I'll just do, like, a summer, you know, because a lot of people talk about their summers in North Dakota. A friend of mine was actually on the Turtle Mountain Reservation serving when she messaged me, and she's like, hey, we need a youth minister. And she's like, and I know you've been doing youth ministry stuff for years. I'm just going to give your information to Father Scott, and then he'll be in contact. And so I was
wow,
like,
that is
okay,
very
yeah.
forward of her.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how God, like, God has to do that for me, or like, I just don't get it. Because I'm not like, and you know this too, is I'm a very direct and forward person as well.
You are, that's true.
So,
and God loves like, you in that manner, Dorothy. He's like, this is what she likes, this is what we'll do.
Exactly. And he knows he has to do that or I just won't get it. Cause I'm not subtlety does not work on me. Like you just got to tell me straightforward. And so I was like, okay, like, yeah, that sounds good. And then Father Scott had messaged me and I was like, okay, I'll pray about it. You know, like we'll see what happens. And then my graduation mass comes along and before graduation, before mass, I was talking with the priest, like, just kind of like, oh yeah, like, you know, how have you been, you know, and, Father Vincent was like, so what are you going to be doing next year? And I was like, you know what? That's a good question. I said, cause right now I'm teaching and I love my job. I said, but I'm also discerning on going to serve in North Dakota. And he goes, oh, okay, that's cool. And I was like, yeah, like, I think I'm going to just go up for the summer and like, see where it goes from there. I said, but, I'm just praying about it. And then I said, but more than likely, I'll probably like be doing youth ministry, you know, some sort of thing. And he's like, okay, that's good. Well, then, at my graduation mass at the time for the final blessing, Father Vincent whispers over to the celebrant, Father Zachary, and is like, I don't know what he said, but then Father Zachary's eyes got wide and was like, he had this like happy expression. And then Father Zachary proceeds to say, and Dorothy will be serving at our North Dakota mission
what?
As a youth minister. And I was like, okay. All right. And from that day forward, I was like, all right, that's great. And so I ended up going to serve in North Dakota, which was like the scariest thing in my whole entire life because I'm from Corpus Christi, Texas, where there's no winter whatsoever.
Yeah.
And Father Scott did use that too. He's like, he's like, God has a great plan because he's calling a girl from South Texas to serve in North Dakota. And also too, like I kept praying because I wanted to experience winter. So like I kept praying. So I apologize to the people of the Turtle Mountains because in 2008, it was like one of the worst winters they'd had in like 15 years.
Wow.
So that was my doing. So I apologize, guys. North Dakota from 2008 to 2010, came home, did youth ministry stuff for a couple years. And then in 2014, right? I think that's right, Mary Kate.
That sounds right. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I ended up going back. The Lord called me back and in a very beautiful way. Like the Lord always speaks to me in the Eucharist, which is, just a great thing. And, he told me, he's I was in Mass and all these great things happened to me when I'm sitting by Ramona LaValle. I don't know if you remember her.
I do, certainly, yes.
But like every time I sit by her in Mass, the Lord just like moves my heart. And I'm just like, so, but I forgot about that because that happened a lot when I was there my first time. And then the second time, like I had just gone to visit just to like see like, okay, is this where I'm supposed to be? And I was sitting in Mass by Ramona LaValle and the Lord spoke to my heart and said, come home. And I was like, okay. So I knew that he was calling me back and that I call it my second tour. I served there till 2017. And in December of 2016, I had spiritual direction and we were kind of like, I was kind of in a place where it was like, okay, like I think I need to move out of youth ministry, but I don't know where I would go or what I would do other than like director of religious education. So I was just kind of discerning, kind of praying. And it's also around that time that all the volunteers usually start thinking about like, are you coming back for another year? And so it's a spiritual direction. And we were just talking about, cause there had been some incidences that had happened and the Lord had put me in some big situations. So some of the families in North Dakota and some of the people in North Dakota were just kind of going through a rough patch. There was just like a lot of just different things going on within families. So families were starting to call me in to have big conversations with their kids. And teens were messaging me in the middle of the night, like, I'm having a hard time. I think I'm going to, you know, I think I'm going to end my life. I think I don't want to be here anymore. And even some of the adults, too, were just kind of bringing a lot of just like their personal stuff to me. Like they'd come in, they'd sit in my office and they'd talk with me. And so my spiritual director was like, I think God is calling you to be a counselor. And we had kind of tossed that around a little bit and I had had it in the back of my mind. But I never really was like, okay, I'm going to go do it, because I wanted to have like a Catholic program. And I knew like there wasn't really a Catholic program. I mean, of course, Franciscan had their program, but I never really felt called to go to Franciscan. And so I was just kind of like, yeah, like I think God's moving me in that way too, but I haven't found a program. And so, what ended up happening is I went to spiritual direction before I left home on like our vacation time. And I kid you not, a week later, I get an email from, I was going to the SEEK conference. It was the first time I was taking young adults to the SEEK conference from the Turtle Mountain. And I like got an email that said scholarships available. And so like I clicked on it because at the time I was working on my catechetics and evangelization master's through Franciscan, like long distance. They had a long distance program. And because this was before like online school was cool. And they ended up that I got these scholarship inquiries. And so I clicked on it and it was a Catholic counseling program. And I was just like, I was floored, because I was just like, Lord, there's no way. Like, I legit was just praying about this. And so I just knew, like, okay, this is what God wants me to do. And so I looked into it, ended up going to the conference. And when I was at the conference, Divine Mercy University was there. And actually that email was from Divine Mercy University. And that's how I got started on the journey to counseling. And so I heard the Lord tell me to come home. And I knew that he wanted me back on the Turtle Mountain. And I said yes to Father Jeff at the time and said, yes, I'll come back. And ended up being there for 3 years, which was not my plan, but of course it was all the Lord's plan. And in about 2016, December of 2016, I had kind of been praying about what it was the Lord was calling me to, because I felt like he was telling me like, okay, you might want to get out of youth ministry, kind of move into something different. I thought it was like his way of telling me like, oh, you're going to find your husband now. And so maybe you need a job that's like not as demanding. Mm-hmm. And so like, I was like, okay, like I can move into that. Like I can move into my vocation, you know, and just kind of see where the Lord takes me. And so I went to the people in Turtle Mountains had kind of, started to bring me in on big conversations with their families, like with the kids. They'd kind of be like, hey, Dorothy, can you come by? You know, this is what we want to talk to the kids about. And like, you know, or this is what's going on in our lives. Some of the kids had started to message me when they were really down and they were feeling like they were about to like hurt themselves or kill themselves. Mm-hmm. And then like even adults in the Turtle Mountain were also like reaching out to me when they were having trouble times and just kind of like talking to me about their problems and just like the different things. And so my spiritual director was like, I think the Lord might be moving you into counseling. Mm. Like, he's like, cause like, this is, you know, these are the things that are coming up. And I said, you know, I had went to counseling when I was just in kind of like a hostile work environment. And, it was very helpful. And my counselor was like, you know what, you might, you know, you like to help people, so this might be your calling. And so I kind of just like started to look up Catholic programs, because I wanted it to be Catholic. I wanted to be able to like share my faith and like have that be a part of it. And so I decided that I was going to just kind of do that. Like, okay, like I'll look at programs, and I kind of looked at them off and on. I found Franciscan's program, but it was just kind of like the Lord wasn't calling me to go to Franciscan. So, and I was on the Turtle Mountain. So I, my spiritual director, in his great wisdom through the mercy of God, was like, I think you should just look into some more programs. And I kid you not, about a week later, so I had decided I was going to take some young adults to the SEEK conference and that Focus puts on. And so I was taking a couple of young adults from the Turtle Mountain. And when I was doing that, I received an email about scholarships. And I was like, oh, I need a scholarship, because like I want to finish my catechetics and evangelization master's. So like, let me see if that'll work. Well, when I clicked on the link actually went straight to Divine Mercy's website. And I was like, okay, like this is like, this is just like too, like that was just like, what? I was like, what? Like I legit was like, really? Like this is too much. And so then I got that email and I was like, okay. So it was just kind of in the back of my mind, went to the SEEK conference. It ends up that DMU is actually a sponsor for the conference. Wow. And so I saw their stuff like everywhere. And so
there's God being upfront with you again.
Exactly. Like this is it. Right. And so I went and talked to the admissions people, just kind of like gave them my information. They got back to me within a week, right off the bat, just returning in. So I was a missionary, so like obviously I didn't have money. So just returning in my admission stuff on time, I got a scholarship. Then on top of that, they had a bunch of different scholarships that I could apply for. And so I ended up applying for a bunch of their different scholarships, and I ended up getting one that paid a significant amount of my tuition. So the Lord really was like, okay, here's what you're supposed to do. And here's what's funny is like, I was talking to my spiritual director and I was like, I haven't really prayed about this. Like, this has just kind of been happening to me. I haven't really prayed like if this is what God wants. Right. And my spiritual director was like, I think it's what God wants. Like he's telling you. And then also too, after I had got accepted, I was still kind of like, are you sure you're leading me down this way, Lord? And Mary Kate, you know that the Turtle Mountain people are just very spiritual, and yeah, they have amazing, absolutely, amazing gifts within the Holy Spirit. And I hadn't even told, I hadn't even told Leonard that I had applied to do like counseling stuff. I kind of kept it like hush hush, hadn't told anybody. Sure. And Leonard, we were talking about something, or he was doing something with the kids in youth ministry. And then he looks over to me and he goes, Dorothy, you know you have the gift of emotional healing, right? And I legit just started crying and like walked into my office. And I was just like, okay, Lord, I get it, okay. And so that's how my journey began as a Catholic counselor. And I didn't really know a lot about DMU, but once I like researched them and started looking into it, they have what's referred to as the Catholic Christian meta model of the human person. And basically this is a writing that a lot of their professors came up with and put together in as a way of being able to help people. I probably should know this, and I apologize to any DMU professors listening, but I don't think it's like a theory, but I think it's just kind of like a way of practice. And and so within using the Catholic Christian meta model, a lot of it is very much written based off of the teachings of JP2 and like Vatican II, and a lot of just meeting people where they are, understanding that people are there because of the choices they've had to make in life due to like life circumstances. And so it really, like, for me, the metal model just opened my mind to just loving people more. And that was like God had kind of set the love up with mission work. Like, that's really how I learned to not be as judgmental and to just meet people where they are. Like, I learned that. I learned that through the people I served, but also the people I served with. Like, we just had so many people that would just, like, again, like, straightforwardness, be like, Dorothy, I think you might be judging them right now. Or I think you're not seeing the whole picture. I think you need to see it from another standpoint, right? And so, like, that helped me a lot. And, of course, it was the Lord's hand preparing me. And so I was very blessed. I got accepted to the program. I was able to complete the program, and I actually ended up completing it in 2020, which was sad because I was, like, so looking forward to going across the stage, and I wasn't able to because of COVID. So it's for a while, it still didn't feel like I had graduated yet. And then,
Dorothy, also I'm going to cut you off here because we're actually almost out of time, but real quick, I do want, if you wouldn't mind, is there a way that people could, like, like, do you do counseling for people out of state of Texas?
So I don't do counseling for people outside of the state of Texas. Unfortunately, I'm sorry. But if you are in the state of Texas, I would love to help you.
How can they get a hold of you?
So there is, I work with a company called ThriveWorks, and they accept insurances. And basically, it's all set up through a website. So, like, you could just Google Dorothy Godinez and then ThriveWorks. And, like, my last name's hard, so I'm just going to spell it for you. So it's G-O-D. Yeah, so it's G-O-D, so it's God. And then I-N-E-S. And so and just ThriveWorks. And I'm out of Houston, but I do telehealth. So I can see anybody in the state of Texas.
Wonderful. And I'm sorry we have to go so quick because, you know, I really enjoyed having you on, and I wish that we could talk more about this topic. But as Dorothy said, especially if you're in the state of Texas, you know somebody in Texas, please go ahead and look Dorothy up. I will personally vouch for her. She is a strong woman of great faith and would be a wonderful person to talk to, especially just to help you with anything that you might need to work through in your life right now. Dorothy, thank you so much for coming on. God bless you and keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, Mary Kate and Jerry.